If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But I got to tell you, you are the man. You are a box of peanut brittle.
I should be in the mental ward.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Let me reset here, ladies and gentlemen.
We'll be fine.
That is great. All right. So if you haven't heard, Giannis Antetokounmpo is okay with leaving Milwaukee via a trade. He was also in the Bay Area yesterday, down at Google, doing his thing, which is doing something for Google. That's all I know. And a week or two ago, he was asked a bunch of questions on Twitter, and he spoke very, very highly of Steph Curry. So we start talking about Giannis. Is it realistic? And I'm not against, obviously, Butler may have to go if this were to ever come to fruition. But what has evolved out of this discussion is it feels to me like Warrior fans are now doubting whether Butler is the real deal.
Right.
All he's cracked up to be, which maybe was too much.
All right.
And people seem to be down on him, Jimmy Butler. And I, for the life of me, I think that's pretty.
It'll pass. But
I think really harsh and unfair to Butler, because this team without Steph Curry is incredibly ordinary. And so, no, he wasn't able to win a game. But, you know, I'm old enough to remember when Michael Jordan was on the Bulls and he scored 63 and then he scored 49 and they didn't win a game from the Boston Celtics.
But that is what you're doing for Jimmy when Michael put out that production, right, and it was obvious to Helen Keller and anybody else that couldn't see, Steiny, that Michael was not the problem. But when you have Jimmy not even trying to get 63 and 49, the question bar, like, dude, you're on the books for 54 M's. Is it so far-fetched for us to just expect for you to go out guns blazing? Give me a 3 for 19. At least we know you tried. There was none of that. That's all.
So where is that series? I want to get this right for you, just because.
And I got a question for you and Evan.
Okay. Michael Jordan, 1986 playoffs, game one against the Celtics, 18 for 36. He had 49.
All right.
Game two, he had 63. He was 22 for 41. They go back to Chicago. He had 19.
Gotcha.
8 for 18. What happened to Jordan in game three?
Maybe his arms were tired from hoisting up those.
Well, maybe Jimmy Butler's arms were tired from shooting 26 times.
I guess I'm just wondering, why are you giving him that benefit of the doubt when, one, you step back and said he's not the same Jimmy? It seems like you were there first.
Well, whenever anybody said playoff Jimmy, I said, well, that's 2 years ago. We'll see if he's playoff Jimmy. I saw enough of Jimmy Butler in 31 regular season games and the 10-12 playoff games.
The bottom line is, Stonnie, what do you do with what you saw? And if it were me and I had a chance to go get a guy like Giannis who was in the Bay, that's why we're talking about this, we're dreaming. If I could swap guys out, or there was a way I could use everybody but Steph, even Draymond, to get Giannis in a Warrior uniform, I would do it. And I now would be concerned if I'm Joe Lacob moving forward, this Curry's first strained muscle, if that were to show its face or rear its head again, you know, next year, let's hope it never happens. But if it were, I got to tell you, I now have seen what I believe Jimmy Butler to not be able to get us a game or take us to the promised land, that this has altered what I think about Jimmy Butler moving forward if Steph were to get hurt. Because now what you're telling me is, yeah, we brought in Butler. We're giving him the $54 million next year. But the bottom line is if Steph goes down, we're done.
Exactly. You're done. You're done. You're done.
Well, he's got a hell of a deal then, Jimmy Butler. I can't expect, or Warrior fans can't expect, a little more production or activity. That's a good gig to have, man.
So to hell with his track record.
Well, his track record is why we were all excited that he was coming to town.
No, I mean to hell with his track record on this team already.
Oh, no.
23-8 regular season with Jimmy. First round win over Houston. They get beat without Minnesota. Or they get beat by Minnesota without Curry. And everyone's like, you know what? I don't think Butler's all that.
Well, I think the fact that Giannis is out here, and again, there could be no substance to it, but Stani, he's about to, I believe, request a trade. The question again, are you willing to change and use that chip, if you could, to parlay Giannis in a Warrior uniform and be your next guy after Steph Curry?
By the way, there's also a report from Eric Pincus, who's a national NBA writer.
He's legit.
He's saying that many GMs believe that Giannis will ask for a trade this summer.
Yeah.
And you just want to be
Pincus
a player.
Is good.
Yeah, and Joe Lacob has shown us, Donnie, he's active. But real quick, there's a guy in Miami.
Okay.
Andrew Wiggins.
Yeah.
If there was somehow you could do a sign and trade with Kuminga, you put him in Miami, different locale, would you be willing to bring Wiggins? Could you get Wiggins back? Because, Stani, you're laughing. I'm not. Jimmy Butler aside, they miss Wiggins. And if you could reunite Andrew Wiggins in a Warrior uniform with Jimmy Butler, then maybe you don't need that's more realistic than Giannis. You say what to that?
Sure. Sure.
Would you want him back? If you're Joe Lacob, hell yes, right? If Akashi Kuminga, who you deemed unplayable at times?
Yeah, sure. I guess. It's a tough one for me. Khalil in Oakland.
Our man.
Hey, Khalil. How you doing?
Hey, good. How you all doing?
Hey. Doing well. Thank you.
Right on. You know, one thing I want to talk about is the body language. If you look at, if you watch the playoffs against the Minnesota Timberwolves, Draymond Green, look at his body language, the way he played. You know, anyone I would trade is Draymond Green because you know what? He gets a lot of technicals, and then he pouts, and then he doesn't play that hard. Like, if you looked at the last few games against the Timberwolves, the effort wasn't there. But overall, the defensive effort wasn't there. And you know what? I don't understand why Warriors can't get a guy like Malik Beasley. Is he going to cost you maybe a little more than, somebody else you got on the bench, his name is escaping.
Pods?
Buddy Hield.
Oh, right? Buddy.
So, he's a good three-point shooter, and he's a great defender. You know, get a guy like Malik Beasley. And for Giannis, hey, I would give up Butler, Draymond. Hey, you want four picks, we'll give you four picks, you know. But I think if the Warriors trade Kuminga, they might turn around and regret that decision later on down the future.
Appreciate it. Appreciate the call, Khalil.
And it's kind of funny, Stani. Dre's not catching any heat. And he admitted it, and I told you our last show Thursday that I hadn't seen him get whooped down low in the paint in the box area since the 19 finals. And he said the same thing. So I appreciate him on being honest, but you almost had to be honest with the way that Julius Randle had his way with Draymond. and he should be catching some heat too. But again, this is about, I understand what we were asking them to do without Steph, but what Evan said a couple hours, an hour ago, is Donnie, we weren't asking to win the series, Jimmy. You couldn't get us a game.
Well, if you weren't asking the Warriors to win the series, who cares about winning one game?
Well,
like, seriously.
Well, if you win one game, maybe it's 3-2 instead of 4-1. Then if you win another game and Curry comes, but who knows? But we're saying
that's
just
the point. Without Curry, I mean, all right. 415. Steiny, you're always about the birth certificate. Don't you think Giannis would be worth his salary more than Butler? I'm not saying I wouldn't entertain Giannis for Butler. Of course, if Butler's involved in the trade, of course I would. Absolutely, I would. I'm just surprised at the negativity toward Jimmy Butler because he didn't play great against the Timberwolves in the postseason without Steph Curry. Like, that's what I'm surprised about. And particularly when we saw this team without Butler, he came, they go 23-8, they beat the Rockets, they lose Steph, okay, and he fizzled out after game three. Okay? Like, I'm just a little surprised, that's all. Let's go to Connie in Oakland. Hey, Connie, how you doing?
Hi, Steiny. Thank you so much.
Hey, sure.
You know what? I want to see Jimmy back, too. And I want to see Giannis and Jimmy and redo Jimmy's contract as some kind of a halftime thing and just hear me out, because there's such a smoothness and a definiteness to Jimmy, reminiscent of Chris Paul. He's a leader. And so if he didn't have to have such a heavy burn, like sort of a halftime thing going on, and that would help him with the injury factory and the whole team, it'd be easier on Jimmy. And he's there to smooth things out when they need him, have Giannis plus Jimmy in a different role kind of thing.
Well, the money, that can't happen.
Well, thanks, Connie, for the call. I mean, yeah, if there's any way to get Giannis and not move Butler, of course. Butler, Giannis, and Steph, that I think is completely unrealistic.
Right.
God. The team,
like,
seems
to be... I don't
know
what the God is about.
Because the team seems to like where they're at. And again, this part is not Giannis related.
Right.
The team seems to really be positive about Butler, what he did, and Butler moving forward. But what I'm hearing from fans is that he didn't get it done. And, like, the way I look at it is, you know who didn't get it done? Steph. He didn't get it done.
Well, he got hurt.
That's right. He got hurt.
Oh.
And he was no factor. And guess what? Jimmy Butler tried to pick up the slack. He couldn't. He didn't. Because playing without Steph Curry, I thought, is too big of a hill to climb.
Yeah. Well, my only issue with everything you're saying is he tried to go Frank Sinatra and do it his way. And whatever his calculations were to where he went straight pedestrian in regard to his shot attempts, I'll never understand that. So I'm not going to sit here and say he had a bad – I can be honest with you all and myself. As a Warrior fan, I'm disappointed with how he attacked the playoffs without Steph Curry. And he told us as much. You don't tell him how to play. You don't tell him when to be aggressive. So he thought passing the ball to others that were lesser than him was the way to go. And if you're right, Gobert's at the cup, who didn't play 40 minutes every game, Steiny, and McDaniel was his kryptonite, okay. But, man, I sure would have loved to watch the Warriors lose and Jimmy Butler, my star, after my second star, my Robin, I would love a 2-for-15 or a 3-for-18. Just that speaks for itself. You were trying.
Yeah.
But to feel like you were just out there.
I don't equate going 3-for-18 as trying more than going 5-for-9. You're just taking more shots. I don't know if he's trying anymore.
Well, there's a thing called, Steiny, shoot your shot. What are you holding back for? That's what?
Didn't we see Jimmy play enough to know who he was since he got here?
Here's See, the I don't differentiate okay, that. I like well, I let me okay. a playoff Jimmy and Jimmy buckets. He earned that. I can never do anything. He earned that. But now I'm finding out why Miami got rotten at the end, and I wasn't privy to it. I thought it was all personal. Now I'm finding out here in D. Wade and the rest of the gang talk about Jimmy Butler not being aggressive.
This is ridiculous in a way to me, and I'll tell you why.
20 shot attempts in two playoff games from a dude that's almost getting $60 million is ridiculous.
You know what's ridiculous? You know what's ridiculous?
You caping up
for him. Thinking a 35-year-old fossil without any help is going to get stronger as the playoffs go on when you are playing against young athletic teams. The reason I didn't, you know, the reason I was skeptical of Butler was because you're going in.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The postseason with 37, 35, 35.
Right.
Guess what? It ain't gonna work. It's not gonna work. They're too old. Mm. And Steph broke down, and Butler isn't the player he was 2 years ago. And just because the Warriors traded for Butler and everybody said, look what he did 2 years ago, doesn't mean he's the same player as 2 years ago.
And yeah, that's a harsh reality now.
Exactly.
I got to be honest, I hope you're wrong.
But the reality was they traded for a 35-year-old. Like, that's the reality. And you kind of got away with it this season. And then he wore down, or he got hurt, or he couldn't carry the burden without Steph.
All right, so if
which I never say, thought okay. he would be able to do anyway.
All right, let's say you're right. You do understand now that there should be no thought, second thought, from Joe Lacob and company, Mike D, if somehow you could use Jimmy in a deal that would get you Giannis.
Sure, sure.
I mean, even if the names were different, a 30-year-old, you know.
But I'm listen, just, here's the here, and I'm gonna. Yeah. This is what happened. We talked about Giannis when the Warriors were still playing. And you said, Steiny, I got to tell you, I think I'd rather have Butler. And I said, that's fine, yeah. Whatever. Now, Butler's the same player he was. And now, of course you would want, like when you said Butler over Giannis, I was like, what are you smoking? I mean, Giannis is one of the best players in the league.
But half of what I was saying, Steiny, is Giannis is, like, that's a pipe dream. You know what I mean? I knew it was going bad in Miami, so when you said it was more giving Jimmy his flowers because that was more realistic. Now I'm like, oh my gosh, if you could get Giannis.
I'm not against sniffing around for Giannis. I don't know who would be. Let's go to Binks. Binks is in San Francisco. Hey, Binks, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Steiny, you just basically stole my whole call. But go ahead and take your victory lap. I'm taking it with you reluctantly. But there is a bunch of us who weren't necessarily believing in the trade in the first place. Okay, Goo, I really called in to come down your road.
Go ahead, man. But
like Steiny just said, Goo, 2 years ago was when Jimmy went to the finals. Just like when we talk about 3 years ago is when we won the title,
yeah.
The Warriors. Maybe if Jimmy fell on his 33-year-old butt, and not his 35-year-old butt, maybe he could have been a little bit more productive, you know? And without Steph, I know that it comes up sometimes. I don't think we talk about it enough, but the Warriors without Steph, they're not as good as Miami was when Jimmy was dragging them, quote unquote, to the finals. That team is better. They had Adebayo, they had Hero, Duncan Robinson, they had Gabe Vincent. That's killing the Warriors without Steph. When it's just Jimmy and Draymond, Pods and Moody, that team is better, man. It's not a video game. We cannot turn off injuries. We cannot turn off age. You know, I feel like we're just dealing with, we're trying to reconcile, that, like, swallow this big pill that we don't want to do. We're like kids who don't want to take that Robitussin because it doesn't really, you know, taste good or whatever. We made the bed, man. There were some of us that were like, you know, I don't know if we should really do that trade because, you know, they're getting kind of old and injuries can happen and whatever, whatever. You know your risk when you step up to that crap table. And one last thing, you said a couple of days ago that this is for all of the, you couldn't get us one game. You felt like with Durant, they could get us one game. He could get us one game. Guru, you watched the playoffs last year. Durant couldn't get one game against Minnesota last year, and he had Devin Booker on the squad.
I'm not mad at you.
And Minnesota is even better this year. So, and like, you know, the sports talk, so we talk in circles and all that. But at the end of the day, the last teams that are standing, just like last year, they're all younger, man. So we made our bid, man. We may just have to lay in it. But I just feel like all of this, like, expecting what Jimmy should have done or could have done or would have done, like, he's 35 years old, man. Next year they're going to be even older. I'm a Warrior. I bleed blue if you cut my arm right now. I want them to win.
I get it,
but
man.
We cannot be like DeLulu. That's what the kids be saying.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Thanks, Binks. Appreciate the call.
And I'll just say this to Brinks.
What do the kids say?
Bruhu. Evan will know.
Did he say DeLulu? Like delusional?
I think Evan might be right. You know, I'm out there.
Those kids shorten words. Now you know what they say? Riz for charisma.
What?
Your daughter likes that one, right?
Yeah, my daughter. Yeah.
I've never heard that. Riz.
Yeah, it's like Riz. Like,
I got Riz.
Yeah, you do.
You do too. Evan too.
No, you got more.
But listen, I'm telling the caller, I'm not fighting. I'm not fighting the notion that I was wrong. It still doesn't make it hurt less. I'm now speaking out to my therapist, you, that it hurts. Okay, you were there earlier, and it sounds like the caller Brinks was too. But for the all massive Dub Nation that thought Curry going down, maybe we could hold it down collectively and get a game and hope the game's... I really thought the game six Steph thing was going to happen, but it didn't. But the bottom line is it doesn't hurt any less. So you were there before all of us, Donnie. But the bottom line is this thing still goes through Steph Curry, and we really saw that in the playoffs. And if you can alleviate that and somehow go out on a limb, do some stuff or give up some commodities that might make you uncomfortable, but get Giannis for life without Curry, my gosh, it makes too much sense. But how realistic is it that he would choose us too?
Well, yeah. He's got a lot of mileage too. It's not like Giannis is a spring chicken. I know he's 30, but
right.
Butler's played. This was his 14th season. Giannis just completed his 12th NBA season. He's still really good, but it's not like you're getting a guy for the next 10 years. Like, well, in a perfect world, I guess the Lakers did.
Well, give me seven, Evan. Give Giannis seven. Would you guys give him seven?
Yeah, six.
Barring injury, but we never know.
Seven of being a top three player in the world.
Yeah, that's
what you want from him.
I think he's probably got two more years in his prime.
To Evan's point, there's going to be 12 or 13 or 15 teams lined up around the corner willing to take that chance, right?
Yeah, I would think so, of course.
Yeah. Plus, if you're the Warriors, though, it's about next season. I don't think you can think of, like,
if you
get Giannis, I don't think you can approach it like, we got our future, too.
Microwave, we need it now. It is exciting to think about, Stoney. And I don't think – maybe it's because they got Butler and, he was a trade deadline goo. Why do I feel like 4 years ago when we were talking about this, it was unrealistic? But now he's lived a little bit, got some hair on his chest, and the Warriors are doing what they're – like anything and everything is on the table outside of Curry. That's including Draymond.
I can't help but think there is something with certain Warrior fans, you included. It's that you just don't give the best players around Steph any break or credit, if you know what I mean.
I guess, you know, my question would be, why would they need
it? The same damn thing happened with Durant. Now, they got titles out of Durant, but...
Oh, you're saying when he went down?
Yeah, there's just something about...
Well, they lost two guys, well, but I hear
you. You know, I get Curry didn't play, but there's something about... Well, this is Butler's fault now. It's Butler's fault.
Well, it started again. They won. Curry was... He didn't have hot, and he left the first... I mean...
So, is it... Who's the reason the Warriors even got to the postseason?
Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
And you know what? I'm going to stop doing that because I'm going to use you against you. It's a team game. You said as much.
I know.
When he got here, everybody falls under others, were playing better basketball than they played in the playoffs. So it was a collective.
Is that Jimmy Butler's fault?
No, not for Pods and Moody going cold. I wouldn't put that at his doorstep, but I would say it's some of Kerr's fault. Maybe you're not in the play-in if Kuminga was getting more run. Maybe if Kuminga was getting more run against Houston, maybe you're not in. They don't come back from 3-1. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. But I just know I'm uncomfortable as a Warrior fan now dealing with a Curry injury and the ramifications like they always were going to be. But now that we even got Butler, I thought this was some Geico involved in that, some insurance to where, okay, we can get a game.
Are you worried about Steph?
No, I'm
moving forward.
I'm worried about the team if Steph were to get hurt again and be out. Good. I don't want the season to be night.
It's going to be, though. I mean,
not like, if you get Giannis.
No, we talk about this a lot, Goo, when I say if Steph gets hurt, and what's the typical answer? Well, if anybody's star gets hurt, they're done. And you're right. But to think that a 35-year-olds and a 37-year-old,
man,
we're going to be Superman.
Yeah.
I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. I see calls. We'll get to them all on the other side. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Memorial Day weekend. It's almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointments. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.